Yeah. Gentlemen.
Matt, can you please close that back sheet? I'm going to count to 10 for Matt to close that, and I'm starting, so I can see all this. No, that's the wrong one. No, that's the wrong. You didn't get the room darkening change. Thank you. It's a bright light. It's nice that spring is coming, but still. Okay, question number one. What is learned from the three times in the Torah? It says, Isser Bishol Basar B'Chalot, Bishol Achila Hana, and the fact that Lashon Bishol is Derech Bishol Asar Torah to exclude at least Kavushim Aliyah, maybe some other things. Question two. What is the rule with respect to Basar B'Chalot, the Reis Darabani, the Isser Hana Basar B'Chalot? We assume that anything which is Mutam in HaTorah is only Asar in Achila, but it's not Asar B'Bishol B'Hana. Question number three, the din of Tigun Basar B'Chalav is a machlokas aposkim. Tosus and Rashi and the Ran and Sanhedrin assume it's only the Rabbanon, based upon what they say there. Kavosh and Maliach are certainly only the Rabbanon. With regards to Irui from Basar B'Chalav, or in reverse, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the name of the Marshal, that Chametz Acham is only the Rabbanon, because that's not their official. The Prima Megadim writes that it is the HaTorah. And the same thing holds by Irui. Okay. Question number four.
Is there a official or is not?
Not official. Question number four. Is it permissible to cook basar b'chalav that were pickled together? The answer is no. It's also in HaTorah because they haven't had a bishul yet, so this is the bishul. There is also the Prima Gadim writes that even if the basar and the chalav themselves were cooked separately, and now you cook them together, that's also asur min hatorah. Okay, question number five. What types of meat are prohibited in basar b'chalav? Cow, sheep, and goat. What types of milk? Ditto. What's the din of basar b'chayav b'chalav is a machlokas? That is a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosei Hagalili. Theoretically, everything I said until now was according to Rabbi Akiva, and that is the way we pass it. Question number six.
According to Rabbi Akiva, basar b'chayav b'chalav.
Is asr midraban or only b'achila? Question number six: what's the din of b'sar behemah tameh v'chalei behemah tahora? And the reverse: the mutav hana mutav avishol. There is a machlokas between the shach and the bach, the shach and the taz against the bach, whether or not there is an issur d'raban on achilas basar b'chala by these things, in addition to the issur d'raisa b'sar behemah tameh. The nafkamina is whether or not you would say hatichanas as the veil according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that you don't say chanan by shari surim, so there'd be no chanan on the chalav of the cooked with the besar de metaneah. But if you say that it's basar b'chalav, so then there in fact is, and it's midrash rabbanan. Question number.
So why did the shach disagree?
The shach disagrees. Well, I'll leave that for the next question.
Oh, I thought that was.
That was question six already. I started to, answer it there. My answer is say ayin b'tshuva de la'el at the beginning. What I said before as well with the machlokes, the Bach and the Beis Yosef, how to understand the Torah, whether or not there's an issur basar b'chalav in the Rabbanan by the sar behemah tmeah b'chalei behemah Torah, vice versa. The Shach says it makes no sense to say that he goes there because it's already asur min haTorah to eat, so there's no point in making an issur d'rabbanan. It's not like you're going to come to eat basar b'chalav d'oraisa because of that. As opposed to, let's say, basar oaf, that if you don't make a gzeira, you might come to eat basar behema b'chalav. The Taz adds that it's not shaykh to say chanan, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, unless both things are mutter, so it doesn't make sense what the Baal says, although the Shach, he pushes back in the Kudus HaKesha, but it's not particularly persuasive, I think that. He does it half-heartedly, I would say. Question number eight, which is repeated as question number 20, not in the exact words. Dam shebishlo b'chalav is not basar b'chalav at all, and it's a machlokas harishon and Rashi and Rambam versus the Balei Tosfos whether or not dam shebishlo in itself, with regards to isur dam, is only an isur d'rabbanan. Question number nine. The nekuda nafla of the Rambam is that nevela, which is cooked in milk, is motor v'hana. It's also to cook minat Torah. It's obviously also to eat minat Torah because of nevela. But there is no iser hana. Behesem makom, behesem meruba. One can be somech upon the Rambam. Question number yud. What's the din of basar dagim v'chagav v'chalav? It's mutar. It's certainly midin basar v'chalav. The Mechaber writes that it's aser chalav in dagim is aser midine sakana. And the Darkei Moshe and the Shach disagree. And that was the great, great line of the Darkei Moshe that nisarev lo basar v'chalav. You don't have to write that for your answer, but that last one. Question number yud alef. What chumra did the Rambam bring with regard to chalei shkedim, that you have to put shkedim next to the meat? How do you distinguish between the heter to eat basar b'chalev shkedim and the iser of eating dam dagim, which stands by itself, if not that there are scales in it? So the Rama suggests that without, it's really the question is, the heter lechal basar b'chalev shkedim, if you have no, if it's basar of, you don't need the shkedim there. Is that without shkedim by basar of, it's only the rabbanon anyway, versus dam chagavim, that if there's no kaskasim, it looks like it could be an issa d'oraisa. Question number 12. Is there an issa marasayim by basar b'chal, which is only the rabbanon? That's a machlokas, the Rama and the marshal. The marshal demonstrates it's an issa marasayim by dinu the rabbanon, like the famous Mishnah Shabbos about parasos Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And the Rama seems not concerned.
What was that about? That
question you've given. Rama, that you can't cook also lavasha b'chalei bisha because of maris ayin. The Rama says if that's the case, shasar behemet meya and chalei behemet meya should be also because of maris ayin. Now he ends up passing like the Rashba that's also lavasha b'chalei bisha because maris ayin. What chilek does the Shach draw between b'sar b'chalei bisha and bishul tmeya? Besar tmeim the chalav. So number one, he says that when it comes to besar behemet tmeim, we're only talking about the bishul. There's no gzera on the bishul according to the Shach. Gzera is on eating it, not on the bishul itself. And that's why by besar behemet tmeim, there's no need to make a gzera on the eating it because it's already asam in the raisa as behemet tmeim. The other possibility is that maybe besar tmeim or chalei tmeim actually look different. Okay.
He says earlier in the Shach, he knows that there's just like no iser consuming them separately. Okay. Earlier in the Shach, he proposes two chilukim at the end, but he also proposes a chilukim earlier, that there's no iser consuming meat and bread alone separately, but there is an iser consuming both of them.
I think that ties into the first of the two differences. Okay. Question number 15. Four opinions that we shown in one of Bates is considered Gemura. If the yolk is finished but it's still attached to the ovaries, if the white is finished and it's not attached, one understanding of the rush. I can actually give you five here. I actually do have five, so you can have any of the four. Or if the white and the yolk are finished, but it's still Mu'ura Begidin, still has the little red thing, red veins in them. Then the fourth would be if it's chalmon and chalbon and you have a soft shell, and then the last stage is a hard shell. All right. Does a beitza sheni gemurah tzricha malicha? The answer is yes, but you don't salt it with other things because it may not have the same amount of dam or may not even really have dam, and you don't want it to start to absorb once it's finished being polite while the other ones are still being polite. We haven't learned this yet. We're going to learn this in malicha next. I mean, we explained it then quickly, but that's the idea behind it. Question number 17. If you whack the tarnagolas on its behind and the egg comes out, it's still mu'ur begidin, it's asa mishum eivir menachai. How do you resolve that with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch Kan that if it's mu'ur begidin, it's mutalach l'chalav? Four suggestions. A, eivir menachai is the raisa. Here we're dealing with besaro p'chalav is the rabbanon. B, the beitza is muteres no matter what here. The only question is whether you can cook it, whether it's besari or not. Question number three is that... it could be that it's part of the animal. I don't know how different this is in the previous. I have to think about why, but it could be a chelek from the behema, and it's asher v'shem eiver nachai, even though it doesn't have tam basar. And finally, the Taz quotes from the Marshal that it's actually no difference between the two cases. The eiver menachai cases is an earlier stage in the egg that's being spoken about here. Question number 18. How does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin with respect to Beitza being Muteres B'Chalav? Mechaber paskens like the Rashba has a chelbon, even though it's still ma'ur begin, it's mutter. The Shach says really you should be machaber for klipa kasher because many hold like, right, he claims that many Rishonim hold like Rabbi Yaakov. But with the evidence of Malcolm Heston Ruba, he says you can even hold like Rashi. And the Rush, that if it's the chelmon is completed, just the yoke, even though it's still attached to the eshkel, it is mutter by Malcolm Heston Ruba. Question number 19. What's the din by Basar B'chalav Me'ushan and Vashar B'chamei Tari? It's also, but you're not loka. It's a question whether or not it's a Sveika D'Raisa or a Sveika, or an Issa D'Raisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan. Question 20. We answered this already. That's the Dan. Question 21. Is there an Isser Torah by Mevasha B'chalev Mesa? No. Is there an Isser Torah in eating it? So I didn't remember this when I spoke about this. This is a Machlokas. It would appear Machlokas to Beis Yosef in the Drisha. Whether or not the Chalev Mesa actually has a status in the Vela, or is it like a Beitza Shenigmara, which has a Machlokas B'shamev Hill, while it's Mutun, Mishan Avios, but nonetheless, it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan. So that's a Machlokas to Beis Yosef in the Drisha.
But you wanted both Shibas for that.
Yeah. Question 22. What the Ezet Tanai is the din of the Ramah relevant that you cannot mix Mayim Shechuchul and Basa Mayim Shechuchul Chalav and put in front of this animal if they're both Bekli Rishon? Question 23. Three opinions in the Rishon about Chalav Shinnis and Akeva Din Kechalav Allah. Rashi, yes. Rif, no. Rabbeinu Tam, Karush, no. Atzol, yes. The din Ba'or Keva Shenuch Bekayasa. Question 24. The Svar that Rashi is Docha, which is the question, answer 25, is that the time of the basar goes into the material in the keva, and then it goes from the keva into the milk that you're making cheese out of, and that's called naparnat. And Rashi says that's ridiculous. Naparnat is only when it's a tam datera. According to Rashi, both of them are tam of iser. And even according to the Rif, that the chalav in the keva is pirsha, unless you assume that the tam is nifsal, it's still tam sheni of iser, because the basar goes into the keva, which is pirsha, and from there the tam of the basar goes into the chalav. That would have been Naparnat of Yisura, and that would not work. According to the Rif and the Rambam, the Beis Yosef argues, at least l'chatchil, it's asr, because even though the basar goes into the keva, even though the keva is pirsha, maybe the basar retains its tam and eventually makes its way into the chalav, but the Beis Yosef thinks that b'di'evet, it is motam. L'chatchil, you're not allowed to be mamid with the keva, or keva shenimlach the kevasa, or the keva shenimlach ba'ora. And that was question 25 as well. Question 26. What if the Beis Yosef bring in the name of Shibola Eleket with respect to a keva that was dried out and the Mamid Bina? He says it's mutter because there's no Lechlucha Shobasar. I didn't ask you about the Chubut HaChasam Sofer, but that's an important thing to know. Question 27. What's the din? The Mamid Chalav or Kevas Nevela? Osir, according to most Rishonim, it's Osir and Osir B'mashahu. Rabbeinu Tam says it's only Osir B'shishim. The din of or Kevas Kshera is Muteres. As long as it's batel b'shishim, this is a famous Rimi Gash, and the Rimi Gash says that the Chachamim when I goes there in this case, because since basar b'chol is only benosei tam, and you don't actually taste the basar of the orkevas ksheira in the chalav, they would never go there in the first place to say, you know, it's a davar mai b'cheno batel, and therefore if you can't taste the milk, the orkevas ksheira in the milk, and in the cheese, then it is permissible. But if it was Or Kevas Nevela, then the Or itself is a Davar HaAsar already, and then Davar HaMayimit is Asar. Question 28. Two reasons that Derek Moshe explained it. Why is the Tor Makel, when the Imam in Bekeva Shenimlach HaMora, why does he say, assuming that it's Asar, assuming that it's Tzalul, why is it Batel B'Shishim? Why did you say Davar HaMayimit is not Batel? The first answer is that it's dealing here with Basa B'chalav, and they weren't gozer except for by Nisinas Tam, which doesn't make any sense. That's what the Ramah says. It's very difficult. Or you say that according to the Darkei Moshe, Mistama, when you were Mamid, there was some Kshera, some Tzolol, and some Karush, and therefore it's Zev is a Gorin. Question 29, how does the Mechaber Paskin with respect to Bishul Keva of the Basar? So he brings two deos. The first one is that even Solul is perished, the Rif. The second dea is Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rav Shva also. The Ramah writes, really we hold like the second dea, that Solul is Chalav, Karush is not. The Shach says that Lechatchin Le Yishimi Machmer, even by Karush, because Maris Ayin, and some hold also Medina. Question 30. How does the Mechaber Paskin with respect to being Mamid Chalav Bekeva Shenim Lechava Ora? It is also lechatchila. He doesn't say anything about b'di'evet, but Beis Yosef, he says b'di'evet it's mutter. And that's what the Shach comes as well. The Rama writes that the Di'evad by Tzalul is Asur. Did I ask you for the Rama?
Nope.
Now that blows to the next question then. Okay, so anyway, he holds that by Tzalul it's Asur, by Karsh it's Mutter, and by Tzalul v'achakar Nichrash, Yesh Mahakel b'makom Hefse Meruba. Okay, what else do I need to answer? Does that answer all of question 31?
Shir Malicha.
The Shir Malicha. The Shach says that you can be Mekel, we are Machmir, by almost any Malicha. In terms of what is considered Malei Proteach, but he says that in this case, since it's only Darabonah in the first place, you can be Mekel, because Basa B'chala B'Malicha is only Darabonah. He says you can be Mekel, to that it has to be Eino Nechal Mechamas Milcha, whatever the cheat is, which we're about to do this coming week in Siman Sadi Ayin. Okay, question
31, we didn't explain the question.
Okay, the Shach wanted to know, or the Rambam says Shishim. And the Shach wants to know it's a Davar Maimon. And here the Davar Maimon is a Davar Aser. So he says something that I don't really understand, that perhaps with respect to this, Basa L'Cholav is not considered Kenevela Atzma, even though you say Chaticha Nasis Nevela. That's what he says. He says, in other words, because the Basa L'Cholav itself is a combined Isser, but it's not actually treated as gufo shalisser. Difficult. But okay.
He also, in the parentheses, he explains the salt.
What?
He says it because it's a rabbanan, which is actually...
I know. But I got it. Question 33. According to the Rama, what's the din if your mom may be davar isser heter yachan, it's mutter zev is a gorim, the shacham is... I'll go back to that in a second. Shacham taz both say that is provided that there's not enough in the isser to be mamad. You need both. But if there's enough in the isser to be mamad, then it's also. Question 32. Yes. The Rama brings a chiluk between Tzalul v'Nikrasha after the Shechita and not. The Makar is the Rashba. And he says that you can be make, the Rama says you can be make el to treat it like Karash Balkum has some Ruba. The Shach points out that it's not so pashut in the Rashba that if he's making any such distinction. Okay, fine. Simen Pechas. Question 34. What condition can two people eat on the same Shulchan Melchus and Fleshiks, Ach Sinan, because they won't eat from one another? Question 35. What is the Chiddush of the Baal HaTos by Tfisa Achas? And Tosa suggests Tfisa Achas means arm's length, and Tosa says, therefore, if there's a Hefsek between them, or a Heker, then it is Mutter. Question 36, two explanations of Tfisa Achas. One is that of Tosus, the other is Tfisa Achas means Tfisas Habayis, which means that the way it boils down to in the end, they know each other. And not that they actually share the same bank account. Question 37.
Wait, Tfisa, that's
either Tfisa Achas, either Tfisas Yad or Tfisas Habayis. So the Gemara says Tfisa Habayis is Ka'im Tfisa Achas.
Right, in other words, right, that's the modified version.
Correct.
Right, but Einstein's
initial, the Tfisa Achas itself means like
right.
Single precious.
Correct, I understand that. I think I said that as part of my answer. Question Lamed Zayin. Hefsek lechem, hefsek kankan, lechem no, because people normally sits there, and kankan, yes, because people don't normally put it on the table.
Shalom says bread is... Doesn't the Chaver say that bread is okay?
If they eat from the bread, no.
Well, not if you eat from it.
That's
the
question.
That's Ramah's modification.
What?
That's Ramah's modification.
Right.
Okay.
Shalom just says like lechem.
Question 38. Can two people eating Zebas or Zagin drink one kos Medina? It's presented as Medina, yes. But the truth is, the Shach points out already, I think the Takei Moshe quotes him and say, it is a problem because it's actually Mamoshe's left on the coast. Okay, question 39. What?
We need to write that Shach.
No. I didn't write any of my answer. I'm just reviewing.
If you didn't.
You want to know why? Why did the Rebbe have duplicate questions on there? Because he wanted to emphasize and reemphasize the point of Chazar. Either that or he's lost his mind, so one of the two. You take your pick. Question 39. Are you allowed to put Basar Nevela on the Shulchan? The answer is yes, according to the Shach. What machal are you not ever, according to the Shach? The answer is bread. What could the Shach have answered on his questions line from the comments of the Orchas Chaim regarding Chametz Shal Nachri v'Pesach? He could have just said that Chametz lo bedila in Shemine. He could have said that. He did. He just reached the point of saying Lechem generally is a non-bedila mine food. Question 40. The Shita the Marshal argues on the Shulchan Aruch between Shnei Makir and Hamakpid and Zeza. The Marshal says it only applies to brothers. But if you have two people who know each other but hate each other's guts, they can eat meat, milk and meat together on the Shulchan. Okay, question 41. What's the din of two people eat Zebasar and Zegvina, Lagabe Shulchan Aruch? Don't you love that pun? I thought that was a great line. Okay. You gotta give me credit when I deserve a little credit.
Okay.
I like having dyslexia, and I was like.
You know, that reminds me of a very famous Rambam. There's one place where the Rambam uses the term Kohen Gadol, and it doesn't mean a high priest, it means a tall Kohen. If you skip over the halacha, you can reach the news back. So come on, that's really good. All right. So anyway, it's mutter because they can't reach each other's food. All right. Question 42. Three opinions in Tosos, how to understand. The meaning and the din of the bita ben tashil tashil with respect to mayim and tzoyim. Some say tashil tashil. The Rashbam says it just means they're both basa, they're both kavina. But tashil shabasa or mamish, you can't eat kavina afterwards. And you have to say when the Gemara says in the next line avo ben tashil kavina, which obviously means tashil shabasa, that it's out of order. Okay, rather you need sudacheres. And then there are those who say that no tashil shabasa or tashil shagvina. Let's say it would be Tashu Shabbos or Tashu Shogvina. Okay? And then you can eat one of two ways of explaining. Either explain Akar Bein Tam, that Bina Akar Basa is not a problem, certainly if you do Natila, and maybe in this case because it's Tashil, you don't Natila Kino Chadacha. Or you say, you would say that it's Gvina Smota Akar Basa. Or you say, no, Daft in this case, because it's only a Tashu Shabbos. So then this then applies. But if we're basar mamish, then none of the stuff would be enough. Right? That's the position of, let's say, the potential of the Balei HaTosfos. Question, and the Rambam never talks about Tavshil, so Mestama not. Question 43. The distinction between two kinds of Tavshilin shel basar, according to the Smak or Binyon. The Smak says that it has to be something that, let's say, Beit HaMetuganim Bishuman, but Marak would actually be considered a basar, even though there's no mamashas of the basar in it. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that if it is clear broth, even though it comes from meat, that is considered tashu shel basar, and according to Tosus and according to the Mechaber, it would be mutter to eat gvina la'achar kach, without waiting. Okay, and Rabbeinu Yerucham just adds that, I didn't ask Rabbeinu Yerucham, but he says that if there are vegetables in it, then it's also because there might be pieces of meat that you don't see. Question 44, what's the din l'maisa according to the Beis Yosef eating gvina achar tashu shel basar? Mutter ayyidei netila, and what's it? What the eza mikra efshel lahakel? My answer here is, but I'm not sure what I was asking. Was that basar achar tavshel shogvina? You don't even need the tilas yadayim. I don't know if you agree with that. Do you agree with that? What coolers did you write?
I mean, the minhag is not to eat cheese after tavshel shabasar unless there is no actual meat in the pot.
No. But that's the Ramah. I'm talking about. I'm doing it basically. So you don't have to answer anything for the second half of that question because I'm not sure what I was mechaving to. So if you got the first half right, that's fine. If you got the second half what you think is right, give yourself an extra 20th of a point.
Yeah.
Question 45. Question 45. Cite the machlokas are shown with regards to what do you have to do, how much time has to pass between basar l'gvina and gvina l'basar. So the Bahagim Rabbi Yutam say no time ever required. You either need kinuach or hadacha and the tila. Or Suda Acheres. And then those who say you need Suda Acheres, and then it's a machlokas, what exactly is. So let me just say, for Bahag Rabbeinu, okay, let me do it in this order. So those who say that Suda Acheres is any Suda Acheres, and those who say it means Sheshaos. And then I should add in here that, although I think you don't really have to add this if you don't want it here, that the Sar Oath, that those who say you don't have to wait afterwards either. That and then is a Ramban, that's Basar, that's an Ofu Gvina Nechal and Bekkar. I put it in here as well, just for completeness, but yes, you don't have to answer that here. And then Gvina Achar Basar, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need anything. According to the Rambam school, you need that, and Tosas, that's where you need Kinuach Vadacha Unitila. Okay, with the exception, of course, of the Maram and the Zohar. Okay, that's a for later question. You don't have to talk about that now. Question 46, the two reasons why you have to wait between Basar and Chal for those who hold you have to wait. Either basa shebein ashinayim or shuman sheba basa moshef tam habasa befiv. And nafkamina is laloes latino, where for for the shita that it's a problem of basa shena shinaim is aser. If it's moshech a shuman mula shetan bepeh, then it's mutter. And according to the and a second argument is basar shlim sabena shinaim after she shows. If the whole reason was because of basar shinaim after she shows, it's not basar. But if you hold like we the, like most of the Rishonim, not like the Rambam, then it's, you have to remove the basar. Okay, what is the din in the Gemara, the tila between basar and gvina by yom? Or, well, that question could go either way. It depends which shita. That's asking according to Rabbi Natan. Or at night, if you have a good light, the answer is you don't require the netila. Rabbi Naperet says you should be machmer anyway because maybe the oily stuff is stuck on your hands. Question 48. What are the two reasons that the Beis Yosef brings for the shita not eating the basar chagvina? Either the gvina gets stuck between your teeth, that was the maram, or the zohar. And how does the Mechaber pass them without the
time? No, that's the reason.
Yeah.
Well, it's because the Zohar says so. Yeah. You need to go into it because you're going to, the child who might be born during those days will wind up with the Sitra, a soul from the Sitra opera, okay? All right, so anyway. So how does the Mechaber pass them lies din in Shulchan Aruch? The answer is he says nothing. All right, question 49. Three opinions in the Rishonim Lagabi Mekaneach HaMedia. Rashi says it means you need both, and it means to wipe out and rinse out your mouth. The Rambam says you need both. Mekaneach is Mekaneach Piv, and Mediach is Mediach Yadav, and the Rashba says you need one or the other, not both. Question 50. What?
The
oh, he used to take bread and soak it in wine and do it in one shot. Okay. All right. Fine. Question 50. Three opinions in the Rishonim with regards to the perish of the Brais of Agra. Ofu gvina nechala bikon. Ramam Ramban Rashba. Ramam says it's daf gavina achar kach of. You don't require netila in between them, but by behema or chaya, including chaya, you do require netila. The Ramban says no. Ofu gvina daf in that order. You can eat gvina achar basar of. Without netila or kinuach, and the Rashba holds like the Rama, but he says that chaya has the din of both. The Gemara just mentioned. In question 51. According to this, the heter, what type of cheese is there? Meat is chasidus natin achar basar, either aged 6 months or gvina metulaas. Question 52. According to the Rama, what do you have to do if you find basar shemeshir lachar sheshos? Remove it and rinse your mouth out. And wipe it out according to the shach, but you don't have to wait in between. According to the shita, that if you wait you only wait 1 hour. The shach says if you don't find any meat, no. The taz is mashma that you do require kinuach vadacha all the time in that case. Question 54: what kula was the chasam sofer mekel with respect to a chola who is somewhat chola and needs to drink milk after he's eaten basar? He says you can wait 1 hour, or even if that doesn't suffice, etaf birchas hamazon, meaning the ikar din of the balei atosis.
They only
said both.
Yeah.
You need also bench.
Yeah, that's how I read
it. Also says
both too.
What?
No, we said it would be the concert both too. Like, being the shita of that, we sort of expanded to. You can't just do one or the other.
That's Tosfos, not Remei Tam. Tosfos, not Remei Tam. Okay, go back and look. That's what I
also, maybe. He specifies Mei Chalav as opposed to regular Chalav, which we thought
I don't think so. I don't think it makes a difference. That's probably the case that he had. Okay. So go back and check, and if you're correct, then mark yourself correct. Question 55. How did the Mechaber Paskin with respect to Achilas Basar Achagrina by Besar Behema Chayav Oaf? How was the Ramah Machmir? The Mechaber said you require Kinoach Ladach and Nitilaf, it's at night. The Ramah says that's only to eat Behema Chaya. Oaf, you don't eat anything. That's about Nechal Mekor. The Ramah wrote that the minute is to be Machmir to wait after Gvina Kasha. The Shach adds that according to Rabbi Neperitz, you should wash your hands during the day. And the Taz, it's the Shach's Kula, says that it's enough to wait 1 hour. You don't need to wait 6. Okay. It definitely, Ulai Tzarech Lomar Shach, Vadai Tzarech Lomar Shach. Okay. Fine. Question 56. What's the Netila Ben Tavshash of Gvina Tavshash of Basa according to the Mechaber? The Mechaber says you don't require between Tavshash and Tavshash. Can you eat Tavshash of Gvina after Tavshash of Basa? The Mechaber says yes. What is the din with Shuman with respect to this? The Ramah says it has the din of Basa. The Ramah himself says that you're not allowed to eat Tavshash of Gvina after Tavshash of Basa. The Ramah does say, however, that you can eat food that was cooked. You can eat cheese after You ate a tasha shlishbasa b'ter shabasar. So the question is, what's the chiddush in Rama? If you're really allowed to, if it's mutter to eat the tasha shlishbasa b'ter shabashar with chala mitzad nat barnat. So the Shach says that the chiddush is that even if there's some be'en left in the chedera, it's mutter. I noted, however, but I don't know, you don't have to answer this, that the Rama is only makeh by gimel nos neitan. And then the truth is there is a little bit of chiddush because you need to read a miyad. The Shach would probably say that even though the Rama is machmer lachatchila, this is called the bidyevet situation, you've eaten it already, and therefore the Rama should have said, you're not fleishik on his own, and that's why you have to say there was a little bit and left on the inside of the pot. Fine. Question. You didn't have to write that last part. Question, you refer to the Shach, it's fine. Question 58. What's the dinner?
That was
57.
We blend 56 into
57. Okay. Question 58. What is the din of tila shadayim for the shamash? The Rama says not necessary, only the ochel. And the Shach says he thinks this is all wrong, because he said the Gemara is talking about the tila shadayim regarding srach truma. But if you're worried about mamashus of basar v'chalav, of course the shamash has to wash his hands. Question 51. What's the din of achilas basar la'achar gvina? With regards to the tablecloth, according to Shulchan Aruch, he can't eat on it. What did the Pisrei Tshuva quote in the name of the Radvaz? See, I'm sure I didn't talk about this in Shir this time, but nonetheless, you get a little extra stuff here. The Radvaz says it only applies when they eat on the tablecloth. But now, I assume as you eat on plates, you can just remove the stuff and turn the tablecloth over. Okay, question.
Why do you need to turn the tablecloth over?
I don't know why. I know what we do in our families. We'll sometimes switch the tablecloth so the dirty end goes on the other side of the table. But that's not even between basar and chalav. It's even between basar and basar, from one meal to the next. I assume he's concerned about maybe little specks maybe having fallen there or something like that, and it's not going to go through. That would be my guess.
Okay.
Question 60. What's the din of cutting a cutting cheese with a fleishik knife, usser? A cutting pasta that you want to eat with kvina with a fleishik knife, usser. What kula ladina, but not lemaisa, does the Rama cite, which is ayideni itza bakarakatz mother, and it's not lemaisa because he says minog yisrael has two knives and to mark the very one with, of course, blue. Okay, he doesn't say that. Blue is very, red is fleishik. Okay, question 61. According to Rashi, what do you have to do lachatchila to eat the chal bishul imbasar v'kdeira? Kriya v'ticha, and some say it's asur l'chatchila, according to, the Tur says, another Chachmashna say, according to Rashi, it's asur l'chatchila b'chalim. To l'chatchila, without basar, kriya v'ticha, l'chatchila v'tzli, b'kriya tzatz, kriya alone. According to Rashi, if you prepare the chal, that would be the Evit situation. So bishul b'kedera in basar, is mutar b'dievet if you did kriya v'ticha. B'li basar, mutar b'kriya v'ticha. Tzli, mutar below kolom. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what do you have to do l'chatchila to eat it with ayidei a bishul, to eat it with bishul b'kedera, and to cook it with basar b'kedera? The answer is kriya b'ticha l'chatchila, b'li basar kriya tzas, tzli kriya tzas. And b'diyevet for Rabbeinu Tam, question 64, if you did kriya tzas, it's mutter you cooked it with basar, b'li basar or tzli, it's mutter without any kriya b'diyevet at all. According to the Rif, what question 65, what do you have to do
l'chatchila? For
what's that?
We're in
Basar Acher. Kriyat Tzas is Mutter, yes. According to Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rif, question 65, what do you have to do l'chatchila to eat the chal? Cooking, A and B, doesn't matter. You need Kriya V'ticha. And Tzli, some say nothing, some say Kriyat Tzas. According to the Rif, B'dievet now, question 66. Bishul B'kedera.
Yeah, what Basar is 65.
What?
By itself, is 65.
By itself, l'chatchila Kriya V'ticha. He doesn't make any distinction between that and bishul and basa. So he draws no such distinction. Question, but the evidence is a big distinction. Question 66, but the evidence of the rift, bishul, b'kedera, and basa, you're still in the kriya v'ticha, b'li basa, is mutter, but the evidence no matter what, and slave is mutter l'chatchila no matter what. Again, well, certainly everybody agrees, it's mutter, but the evidence no matter what. Question 67, according to Rabbi Nutan, what's the reason why a chal not nesar, if it's mispasha by itself? The answer is they only asked the chalev shchuta with basar that didn't taste like basar b'chalav in the first place, which is not true by chal alone, because it already tastes like basar b'chalav. This is different than Shitas Rashi, who basically understands that besar mesa, I guess you want to call it, but not a nevela, but besar shchuta, chalev shchuta, excuse me, chalev shchuta, Rashi says, is only not challah until it comes out of the cow. Once it comes out of the cow, according to Rashi, it is now treated midrabbanim as challah. Question 68. What's the machlokas arishonim with respect to shita sarif being slias techal? I realize that the question is not entirely clear. You answered this already, but I wanted you to answer, but if you didn't, I'll let you off the hook. Is where, what is it based upon? It's based upon the words of the Rif, the hechi de lo avid hachi. What does it mean, de lo avid hachi? De lo avid hachi, you didn't do any kriya, or you didn't do the kriya that was just described, but of course, lachatchila, you require a certain kind of kriya. So if you didn't get that and you just repeat it, it's okay. Question 69. According to the Gemara, how is it mutter to roast chal with basar together, and how is it asr? So the Gemara's maskana is basar agabe chal is mutter, chal agabe basar is asr, b'diavad it's mutter. It's a machlokas tosas and rashba, though. What is the dealing with the chal here? Tosas says it's a chal that you already did create a pichon, and it's still asr b'chatchila to do it on top, and it's only and mutter b'diavad. Whereas according to the Rashba, it's once you did kriya v'ticha, it's mota l'chatchila to do however you want. It's only, this is talking a situation where you didn't do kriya on chal. And finally, question 70 of this, what chiluk is there between chalev shchuta, which was poresh min hakal, the chalev shchuta shlo pirish min hakal? I asked you, Dr. Yosef Shemes of Hefner, who said that if you did the proper kriya, and then you did bishul, and then you find chalev in the gumos, enjoy. Question 71. What is the psak of the mechaber with regards to what do you have to do? What is the psak of the mechaber lemaisa? What alpidin you have to do for a kal? Basically, he passes in circle of any time. Kriya v'ticha, kriya tzas, kriya tzas. What's the din? What's the din according to the mechaber? If you weren't correct, klal and you mavashal and basar, it's usur in bato b'shishim counting itself. What is the din if that kal fell into another kedera? According to the Mechaber and the kedera shni, under all circumstances, it's still in 59. I noticed in my answer key I wrote beis nun ta, but that does not mean beno sein tam. It means bechamisha b'tisha, which is very annoying. And according to the Ramah, it depends. If the basar was this fat of kedera shon, I mean you had shishim including the kal, then in the kedera shni, it's also 59. But if the first thing did not have 59, so then the Ramas following the Rashba here says no, that in the second Kedera you require Shishim Keneged the Chal. Question 73. How did the Taz explain the Machlokas, the Ramam, and the Rashba with respect to Bitul Chal, which falls into Shishim and now falls into another pot? I didn't write how the Taz passed, but he says there's a Machlokas here whether you say Chanamai Basa B'chalam in the Rabbanon. Okay. And I asked you to look at the Prima Gadim who says that the you can't prove anything about the sheet of the Rambam because the Rambam would hold it would be 59 no matter what because he holds only Surim the Rabbanon are only 59. Okay, so you know, I don't know, what does the Taz Paskin?
It seems like he holds like the Rashba.
Okay. Question 74. What is the Peirush of Bishlag Gedera or Levado according to the Shat?
Did we need to say who the Taz is holding like?
What?
Did we need to say who the Taz is?
No, since I didn't write the answer, you don't die yet, even though Danny says it probably holds like the Rashba.
What if we wrote the wrong answer?
Then deduct 1/20th of a point. Question 74. What does it mean? Bishlo b'kdera levado. The shach means without meat. It doesn't mean necessarily alone. Question I would add, it's often better in certain situations when you cook the kal with a lot of other stuff than when you cook it alone. Question 75. Three reasons why kal is in a minyan, the gabe minyan shishim. And then what's the Rambam sheet that's not included? Number one, it's only us exeir that you'll come to eat it before the Gemara Bishlo. Number two, the Ram, that's Tosus, it's only us because Gemara Sayin. Number three, is that because it's a mutter b'fnei atzmon? It's the Malach Mishnah name of the Rebbe, and I think it's also Rashi. The Rambam holds that all these Sudra Rabbanon are 59.
Wait, Rambam doesn't count as one of the three?
No, that's why I asked you separately.
What was the third one?
Yeah.
That the Chal is a davar mutter b'fnei atzmon.
How is that different from
that is the Rambam?
So
the Rambam says all the Rabbanons are 59. All these Sudra are 59. The Rebbe says that they weren't Mishar Lesa because the Chal itself is fundamentally mutter.
How's the Ran and the Rab?
The Ran says it's only a Maris Ayin, that it looks like Basar B'chal. It's nothing to do with...
Which is this, how's that different from being Mutar B'fnei Atzmon? It's the same thing.
Well, each one, I don't know, you could probably come up with cases. No, it's obviously, no, so the Ran would say that Alpi then it should be, I don't know.
I just combined the Ran and the Rav HaMagid because they don't, like, both assume that fundamentally it's Mutar, it's just that, right?
I have to think if there's an afghanina between them or not. Okay. You can count.
I will.
Question, what question was that? That was question 76. Question 76. According to the Mechaber, what's the din lagabi bishul chal im habasar? Levada with pashtidas leyaso. In my basar is asur to do. Levada you can do it with kriyavaticha. Pashtida is like cooking it levada because it's like a pot. It's kriyavaticha. And slia is the kriyatas. The Ramah, lemaisa, lechatchila says the imbasar is asur. Levada is asur. Pashtida is mutter if it's not in a machavas. Asur if it is in a machavas. And bitzli is and both pashtida. Without a machalas and with sli, which are treated as the same here, as creative here. Question 78. What is the din according to the Ramah b'di'evet? Now, kal shel ispasha. Ima basar, it's mutter only aydei kriyavaticha behefsin meruba. With alone, it's mutter aydei kriyavaticha b'di'evet. B'pashtida is mutter. He doesn't say b'feirush whether you need kriyavaticha, which I think is what you did, or what you need according to the Ramah b'di'evet, or if dino kitzli. And finally, b'tzli, according to the Ramah b'di'evet, it's mutter even if you didn't do anything. All right, what are the two things that are considered at least like ticha b'kosel? Number one is tearing it many times, shasi v'er, and putting it in the machbesh. That was from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rashba. Okay, the Mishnah quotes it. Question 80. What's the din by basar which was roasted with the kal, according to the Ramah? So if you did kriya v'ticha, they're both mutter. If you didn't do kriya v'ticha, the upper one is mutter, the lower one is asur. Question 81. Why would the Ramah be mechalek between bishul kal v'kder levado and chatichas kal basakin shabasa? The Shach suggests that by bishul v'kder levado we're more machmir because you might come to cook it with meat, whereas with the knife it's not a concern. Question 82. What tonight does the Ramah add on for the hetet to be tzola the basar and shpuch and nisav kal only if you did kriya v'ticha kedino It is asur lechatchila unless you did kriya v'ticha. The Marshal says that the cut besakin shel basar is mutter as long as you roasted it completely. But if you weren't roasted, you didn't roast it completely, then it's asur to be chotcho besakin shel basar.
But with respect to the spit, though, he says that the spit itself requires libun, meaning he's like cholik on the Ramah in that
Ramah
says asur lechatchila, and the Shach says that it's asur
yeah, but
b'yevet.
Right, the Shach basically thinks that's only lechatchila, according to the Marshal.
No, he's...
That you should do libun, but I think it doesn't ask.
Asur.
What?
I thought
he said explicitly
it's
even asur
yeah.
b'yevet.
Who?
The Shach within the Marshal says
yeah.
that it's even asur b'yevet
yeah,
if you don't
the same
do it.
Saying.
If you don't do libun, then...
Yes,
isn't
great
that where you didn't tear it? Yeah, I think we read
it
as where he didn't tear
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, talking
about the same dinner there. Yes, I should take these shoes. Oh boy. Yeah, I think I've claimed the seat. See, he says at the end, the Marshal may only hold the chatchila. That's what I'm referring to. The last line.
We needed to write that point.
That's what I wanted you to write.
So yes.
Yes. Question 83. What two opinions is the Mechaber cite of Melichas Chal and Shara Basar? Now those who ask are just like Melichas Kaved with Basar, and there are those who are Matir because they say that salt doesn't get out milk. The Ramah is Machmil Chatchila make up at the other. And question 84. What's the dinner Bishul or Melichas or Akeva once you have emptied the milk out? The answer is it's Mutter because it's treated like regular Basar. Okay. Now, Danny, please stop the recording. A couple of... Okay.
Yes, you didn't have any questions.
Okay.